Blog Talk Radio.
To him who lived forever and ever and ever, whose name alone is Jehovah God. We thank and praise God today for this another day. Hallelujah. Another week. Praise the Lamb of God, the week of passion. And we are here in the studio. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and you're live with PSM and Prophetic Perspectives. And we thank and praise God for each of you today. And we hope and pray that your weekend has been blessed, that you have received, praise the Lamb of God, your blessed palm branches, and that you're waving them before the Lord, praise the Lamb of God, crying Hosanna in the highest. For truly, praise the Lamb of God, our God reigns. Truly he is King, truly he is Lord, truly it is him who is supreme, praise the Lamb of God, who brings all things, praise the Lamb of God, into the place that we need it to be in this season. I thank God for each of you, praise the Lamb of God, people of God that's calling in and chiming in via the internet, praise the Lamb of God, calling in on the phone lines. God bless each of you in this powerful, powerful week of passions. Revivals are everywhere. Things are going on. Praise the Lamb of God. We're gearing up our 50-day fast starting on Easter Sunday night, resurrection night, from resurrection to Pentecost. 50 days expired, and we're going to be seeking the Lord for power. Praise the Lamb of God and outpouring, hallelujah, as we go forth witnessing and to demonstrate the power of God in the earth realm. Hallelujah. You can join us in this fast if you would like. Praise the Lamb of God. We will have more information forthcoming, praise the Lamb of God, along this week on what we're going to do, how we're going to do it, how we're going to break down, praise the Lamb of God, week by week. Oh, my goodness, mortifying this flesh. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I give God praise for this season that we're in. Praise the Lord. And I have some things to tell you even about that the Lord spoke to me this morning. Praise the Lamb of God concerning the fast period. Praise the Lamb of God. What the Lord spoke to me this morning concerning the fast period. Praise the Lamb of God that concerns you, you, and you. Oh, what an awesome God we serve. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord is awesome in all his ways. If you're listening to me via the internet, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you want to chime in, praise the Lamb of God, and call in and be a part of our live studio, please call in at area code 646-564-9818. Area code 646-564-9818 and be a part of our live studio today. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord is here. Praise the Lamb of God. We are here and we're ready, praise the Lamb of God, to do that God has commissioned us to do, and that is to be a blessing to the people of God in this week. Praise God. What a powerful, powerful week this is, people of God. This is the week of passion. This is the week of praise. This is the week of adoration. This is the week that our voices should be lifted high, that exaltation should be given to our God in the highest way, due to the fact that this is the season. Praise the Lamb of God without fail. We know this, that Jesus died, praise the Lamb of God, and rose from the grave. It's not like Christmas, that we don't really know his birthday, which, that you know, the actual day. Praise the Lamb of God in this season. Praise the Lamb. We are on point, praise the Lamb of God, that it was in this season. We know this without a shadow of a doubt. Praise the Lamb of God. It has been researched. It has been proven that Jesus died, praise the Lamb of God, in this season. Hallelujah. In this season, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As we approach the Jewish Passover, which is this week, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He was slain. Oh, yes, the Passover lamb was slain. Praise the Lamb of God. Woo! Oh, my goodness. Just for you and I. He gave his life. Yes, he did. Praise the Lamb of God. And then, brothers and sisters, praise the Lamb of God, they nailed him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. He suffered for us. He died for us. He went in a grave for us, and he rose for us. This is the week of weeks, and we give God praise for this week. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This week of passion, we give him all the praise. We give him all the glory. Hallelujah. We exalt him in the highest this week, because this is the week, praise the Lamb of God, that the new covenant was cut. This is the week, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that Satan's mouth was shut. This is the week, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that God gave his best for us. And so, praise the Lamb of God, we give God, hallelujah, all the admiration, all the praise, all the exaltation in this day. We say glory to the Lamb of God for all he is, all he does, and all that he's doing. Come on, listen to this with me. Praise the Lamb of God. Just want to raise your spirits up, and we'll be right back. Well, saints of God, I tell you, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The Lord has just blessed us to see another year, another Passion Week, another, praise the Lamb of God, Resurrection Day that is approaching us swiftly. And we thank and praise God that we're still here through it all. Praise the Lamb of God through all the testing, through all the trial, through all the tribulation. Praise the Lord. The Lord has blessed us to be here. And for this, we give him praise. Praise the Lamb of God. We just played the anthem on behalf of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And to give you a booster shot in reminding you of what the Lord has done for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Because he's risen from the grave. Because he suffered for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He won the victory for you. Everything that you're going through, you're already victorious in it. Praise the Lamb of God. The victory is already yours because he won the victory for you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, what an exciting weekend we've had. Praise the Lamb of God. Spending time with my children and all of this kind of thing. Praise the Lamb of God has been exciting, but not exciting as worship was on yesterday. Praise the Lamb. Last night we went over to Great Ebenezer Church to the Hosanna Conference, concert, praise the Lamb of God. William Murphy III, Bishop Murphy, Papa Murphy, three or four generations of the Murphys was represented there, praise the Lamb of God. The Great Ebenezer Choir, praise God. Just so many of my brethren were there, praise the Lamb of God. I tell you, it was like a family reunion, and we were all in that house jam-packed, praise the Lamb of God, and the praises went forth. Angel did praise and worship. Oh, my goodness, it was awesome. Praise God. What an awesome presentation of admiration. Praise the Lamb of God for the Savior in this season as the Hosanna concert went forth. We were at Truth Christian Assembly earlier that day. Praise God. And I tell you, the Lord moved in the house, moved in the Word. Praise the Lamb on yesterday. And we thank and give him praise for all that he spoke on yesterday. He really opened our eyes and gave us revelation concerning, praise the Lamb of God, our Gethsemane experience. Praise the Lord. I tell you, people of God, the price of the promise. Hallelujah. As we received the inspiration yesterday concerning, praise the Lamb of God, all of us, praise God, hallelujah, in our prayer places, if we would only persevere, if we would only push forward, praise the Lamb of God, no matter who's not there, no matter who leaves us, what happens to us, who betrays us, who deserts us, praise God, hallelujah. If we persevere, praise the Lamb of God, if we persevere, hallelujah, we will win the victory, praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness gracious, it was just wonderful, praise the Lamb of God, and I thank God for Bertha Pruitt, praise the Lamb of God, and some of those that was with her who came over and worshiped with us yesterday. What a high time we had there in the service, praise the Lamb of God. Matter of fact, it even broke out into some worship right after, praise the Lamb of God, the message, hallelujah, that took us even higher. Oh, my goodness, people, when the saints get together, when the word of the Lord is present, when prayer has gone in, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and God start moving, there's nothing, praise the Lamb of God, you want to see greater, praise the Lamb, than the move of God. So I say to each of you today, listen to me good, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. In this season, stay in the holy place, praise the Lamb of God. Stay in the place of prayer. Stay, hallelujah, pressing on the door for the promise to be realized, for it to be manifest in your life. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. That will bless your life. I got some stuff to tell you that the Lord spoke to me this day. Praise the Lamb of God. Hot off the press from heaven. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That I'm going to give you later on in the show. Hallelujah. As we go forth, I'm going to give you some stuff that the Lord has spoken. My God, my God. It, you know, we serve an awesome God, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. We serve an awesome God. I posted on the page, praise the Lamb of God, today concerning our 50-day fast. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And as soon as I finished posting, the Spirit of the Lord fell on me, praise the name of God, and the Lord started talking to me about the fast. Oh, you wait till you hear what God has to say about these 50 days, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and it's going to register in your spirit because I know it came from the Spirit of God, hallelujah. I'm going to give it to you shortly, praise the Lamb of God, as we go forth in the show today, praise the Lamb of God. All right, it's prayer time, praise the Lord, hallelujah, prayer requests, this, that, and another that needs to be made, praise the Lamb of God. Those of you who need prayer, you can, of course, right now push one on your dial and receive prayer, praise the Lamb of God. If we have a volunteer prayer today, please push one on your dial, praise the Lamb of God. One of my intercessors, if you would pray for us today, lead us in prayer. A prophet would deeply appreciate that. Just push one on your keypad today, praise the Lamb. But I want you to know this, praise the Lamb, that no matter, hallelujah, what you're going through, praise the Lamb of God, God is there. Don't think he's not. He is there. Praise the Lamb of God. Through every step of the way, the Lord is there with you. Be not deceived. Be not dismayed. Praise the Lamb of God. Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, is there with you. Praise God. Sickness, hallelujah. One of our sisters, Prophetess Long, inboxed me. Talking, our mother has passed. Praise the Lamb of God. And the homegoing is on tomorrow. Praise God, we are praying for her and her family. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, for death has come, hallelujah, and has taken her mother away into the bosom of Jesus Christ. We're praying for her today. We're praying, hallelujah, for many who are being affected in this season. As always in this season, many saints go home for some reason in this season, the Christmas season, the Thanksgiving season, praise the Lamb of God. Many of the saints go home. Seemingly it's just made that way, praise the Lamb of God. But we're praying that your strength and your faith do not fail, praise the Lamb of God, in this season, as God does what God does best, and that is, praise the Lamb of God, take what belongs to him unto himself, praise the Lamb. And I tell you all the time, all you got to do is wait around, your turn will come. Praise God, hallelujah, that God will come for us also. People of God, we are praying for the sick and shut-in, those in convalescent homes, praise the Lord. We're praying for you today. Praise the Lamb, hallelujah, we're praying for you today. Oh, my goodness gracious, we're praying. There are so many posts on the page, hallelujah, of those that need prayer. My goodness gracious, and we're praying for them today also. Praying for our government, praying for our nation, praying for our cities, hallelujah, praying for our cities, praying for our cities, praise God, hallelujah, praying for one another because we need that, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Do I have a volunteer today? Praise the Lamb of God, one of our intercessors. Somebody want to lead us in prayer today? Praise the Lamb of God, please push one on your dial, praise the Lamb of God, and lead us today to the throne of grace, hallelujah. Boy, what an awesome God we serve, praise the Lamb of God, that we have intercessors of such, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Well, all of them seem like they sleep today, praise the Lamb of God, none of them's on duty, okay, praise God, then the prophet will pray, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Oh, here's one here, praise the Lord, praise God, hallelujah, praise, thank you, Jesus, for an intercessor, praise the Lamb of God. Oh, this Bertha, hey, Bertha.
Hey, Prophet.
How you doing today?
I'm still on a high.
You still on a high? Oh, my God. Boy, what a service we had yesterday, huh?
Oh, yes.
The Lord bless us. The word was so rich yesterday, I tell you. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I could feel the presence of the Lord just moving upon me. Even as I went more and more into message, I said, Lord, what is you doing here? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But surely brought us to that place, praise the Lamb, that none could deny that he was in the house. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious. What a lovely.
He brought you to the place to preach.
You preached yesterday. Oh, yeah, a lot of people don't know that I can preach, praise the Lamb of God.
You preached yesterday.
Oh, they don't know it. A lot of people don't know. don't know I can preach. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I was known at one time, Bertha, across this country as one of the leading evangelists across this country in my younger years. Praise the Lamb of God. The prophetic took me away from all of that. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord took me away from it and told me he was taking me away from it. Praise. He said, now I gave you what you wanted because that's what I wanted. I wanted that. And I strove for it, and I reached it. They welcomed me into the circle. And I sat that night, and I said, Lord, is this all it is? That I'm just going to be going around preaching like this? And then the Lord came and said, this is not the path I've chosen, but I allowed you to do it, praise the Lamb of God. But this is the path. And set me on the path, prophetic, praise the Lamb of God, as being bold enough to walk in it as a prophet of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. With the apostolic calling. I'm telling you. Praise God. So I bless God. Hallelujah. For all that he does and all that he's doing. But I tell you, boy, when I set my feet in a pulpit and the Spirit, the Lord tell me to preach, they in trouble. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because that's my first calling. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise the Hallelujah. I know how to do it too. In the name of Yeshua. Praise. Hallelujah. We're going to the throne of grace, people of God. We had a high time on yesterday, just reminiscing it and praising God for it. Hallelujah. Bertha is coming now and she's going to pray for us. Come on, Bertha. Glory to
Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come as humble as we know how. Before your throne of grace and mercy. Father God, we first ask you to forgive us of all of our sins, knowing and unknowing. God, if we have wronged anyone, forgive us now, O God, and allow us to come before you on bending knees, O God. Incline your ear to our prayers. We cry out for the people and for your cities, O God. Lord, we just ask you right now to look upon the sick and the shedding everywhere. Those that are in the mental hospitals, God, we ask you to send your healing word. Bind up every infirmity, every disease, every heart disease, oh God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, God, go into the mental institutions, and we ask you to bind every spirit of oppression, every demon that has come against the people that are in those mental institutions, God, against their minds, tormenting spirits, oh God. We ask you to pull them down right now. Oh God, free their minds and give them peace. God, go into the prison system, oh God. Touch the minds of the people there, oh God. Give them hearts to repent, oh God. God, let jailhouse salvation come forth in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the city of Detroit. Father God, only you can change the situation. And right now, we ask you, oh God, to burn up all the corruption and the evil work that has been done in this city and bring it back to the righteous place that you ordained it from the forefathers, oh God. Oh God, we put our trust in you. We will always rely on you, lead and depend on you, oh God. Not just for Detroit, but for every city throughout this nation, oh God. Oh God, set the people free. Lord, we lift up all your fivefold ministry to you today. Father God, we ask you to place a hedge of protection around them. God, the enemy is attacking them on every side. But God, we know you're able to bind it up in the name of Jesus. And we ask you right now to release your anointings upon them more, oh God. A fresh anointing, a fresh fire, oh God. Cover and protect their families, Lord Jesus. Let them have good health and good wealth that their soul prospers in you. God, let your word continue to dwell richly in them. In the name of Jesus, we lift up the intercessors, oh God. The intercessors will be on their side. The praise members, oh God. Cover them, Lord. Release your angels around them. Protect their families from all danger, seen and unseen. God, look on your people everywhere. Look on the children as they go to school, oh God. Keep them, oh God. Protect them from the murderers and the rapists, oh God. Let no more innocent blood be shed, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for all that you've done and for all that you're doing. We thank you most of all for your son, Christ Jesus, who laid his life down, oh God, for our sins, that we can have eternal life. And through this week, oh God, we just want you to know that we love you. We adore you and we appreciate you.
Oh, God.
Even when we were yet sinners, us. We magnify you. We worship you and we adore you. And we'll forever give your name the praise. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, we bless you. And we thank you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we give you the glory, Lord.
The Lord says, right now, praise the Lamb of God. He says, oh, bless your name, Father. Tell them I have not forgotten. And tell them, hallelujah, watch me in this season. That's what the Lord just said. Praise the Lamb of God. Tell them I have not forgotten. And tell them, watch me in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Watch me in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Lord of glory. Oh, my goodness. I was just about to start sharing that, you know, many times, praise the Lamb of God, Bertha, we have dreams and visions, and we see so much, praise the Lamb of God, we see so much that The Lord has promised us, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. But the dreams and visions, even of trouble, praise the Lamb of God, of satanic attack, praise the Lamb of God, things of this nature are part of the promise. And we see the God, praise the Lamb of God, are weak in this area, that we don't want to go through anything, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to get to where God wants us. But God shows us in visions and dreams so many times. He shows us what we must go through, praise the Lamb of God, in order to get what he has for us, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Yeah. He shows us tornadoes, he shows us storms, he shows us darkness, he shows, just the other night, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. I believe I shared this, I'm not sure, but you know, it looked like I was awake to me, praise the Lamb of God, but I was having this vision that Satan was after me, praise the Lamb of God, that Satan himself was after me, and the darkness was coming towards me, Bertha, praise the Lord. This just happened a couple of days ago, and when the darkness stopped, moving, Satan emerged forth as far as he could come out of the darkness without totally coming out. And he extended his hand to me. Not as he pointing a finger as I'm going to get you, but as like an invite.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come to me. And and I start rebuking him and pleading the blood of Jesus in the vision. Praise the Lamb of God. And then I woke up. But let me, then came out of it. Watch this, Bertha. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, that just happened, right? Today, because, you know, this has not left my mind. This has not left me. I've been praying over it. And today, praise the Lamb of God, when I read my meditation, it says, Jesus is talking to Peter. He says, listen. To Peter, he says, right there is crucifixion. He says, listen, Satan has a desire to have you.
Mm-hmm.
To have you and to sift you like wheat. And as many times as I have read over that passage of Scripture, and many times that I have preached it, I always deal with the part of Jesus saying, but I prayed for you that your faith fell not. I never examined the part where it says he has a desire to have you.
Glory to God.
He wants you on his team.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you. You're one of the ones that he has chosen, that he's after, that he wants. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And
glory
when you're
God.
Like that, praise the Lamb of God, Satan extends his hand to you and says, come on, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People of God, let me tell you something. Now, all the promises God has promised me, even the elevations and things that he's speaking, even in this season, and this anointing and this outpouring that the Lord is talking about giving me, I got to deal with the devil.
That's right.
It ain't gonna just come and the devil gonna sit back and cross his legs and say, oh, that's good. Oh, Shakespeare didn't receive the anointing. He's gonna try to intercept, he's gonna try to deceive, he's going to try to throw all types of preclusions and things of this nature in the way. Praise the Lord. I'm expecting a barrage of events to come at me, praise the Lamb of God. In order for me to receive, I know I've been through the fire, praise the Lamb of God, but now he may try a flood. We must know this, people of God, because we are too soft and we are too easy, praise the Lamb of God, to allow trouble to dismantle us, to allow trouble to displace us when it's a part of the package. Praise the Lamb of God. If God shows you the devil coming at you, you wrestling with the devil in your sleep, You having satanic dreams? There's a reason for that. You better wake up and smell the coffee. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't be deceived. You better wake up and smell the coffee. If Peter was with Jesus, he was standing there with Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus tells him this. Come on now. You better come on in here out the rain. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Before you get blindsided. Hallelujah, by the enemy. You better wake up. Praise the Lamb of God and come up out of it. Hallelujah. And recognize that these frustrations, these problems, these issues is all of a part of the deception of the enemy for you to throw up your hands, give up, fall out, wallow in the floor, hollering, praise the Lamb of God, and walking away from all that God has promised you. And that's what believers do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Believers leave church when trouble comes. Believers, praise the Lamb of God, stop going to prayer meetings when trouble comes. Believers, praise the Lamb. I'm telling you what believers do. I've been pastoring in many, many years. I've seen it over and over again. Pastor, we just going through so much in this season. That's the time you press into God. You don't press away from him. Praise the Lamb of God. We must come to a place of understanding, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, that in order to defeat this enemy, praise the Lamb of God, you're going to have to stay in the company of strong saints. You're going to have to stay where encouragement is. You're going to have to stay where you're being built up. You're going to have to stay where you've been spoken into. And prepared, praise the Lamb of God, for battle. And not this old softball, piggyback, everything is prosperity, everything is going to be this, and nobody's telling you, Satan has his fist balled up about to knock you out.
Glory to God.
You have an enemy, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lamb of God that goes about like a roaring lion. And don't tell that nobody tell you that he can't do you some damage.
Yes,
come on, he just roaring. He can't do nothing to you. That devil alive with a bow tie, you better know that he can. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You saw him right there on the night of Jesus' betrayal. What did he do to Peter? He deceived him. To deny the Lord, the Lamb of God. He deceived them. Before you know it, Peter was going back fishing. If it had not been for the reconciling love of God. Hallelujah. If it had not been reconciling love of God, the forgiveness of Jesus, to go back to the bank where he met Peter at. Right? Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And cook him and sit down and talk to him and reconcile him and make him strong again as a believer.
What you're saying is so true. I guess we were so messed up when we got to your service Sunday afternoon because our pastor preached the same word basically you preached. You just finished it off for. But before
Lord.
We left, she told me, she said, Bertha, pray. Y'all got to pray for the leaders. You got to pray for the leaders. The fivefold ministry, because those that are walking upright and doing what God said, the enemy is attacking them. She said the devil sent a prophetess to her and told her, God said you're going to die. And she said she told her the devil is a lie. Because God said, I'm going to live and finish out my assignment. And she told it was an urgency in her voice. She said, Bertha, you and Alicia have been praying for the leaders covering them. I said, yes, ma'am. She said, do it. She said, you got to do it more strongly. You got to get on it. And I'm just saying this for every intercessor to hear it. There's an intercessor in a church. You got a pastor and you cover them. Cover your pastor more because the enemy is coming more violently. More violently. Attacking them because they're walking upright doing what God said do. And he don't want the word to come forth. For the change to come to the body of Christ so the people can know the true word of God.
My God, my God. My God, my God. People of God, we got to wake up and smell this coffee, boy, because the enemy is there. Praise the Lamb of God. He was there.
Ooh.
Hallelujah. He was there working on Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. And I don't know how come we think he ain't going to work on us. My God, I really don't understand how believers, praise the Lamb of God, get so short-sighted in thinking that the enemy has gone away and he ain't going to do nothing around you, about you, or anything to try to deceive you or disturb you in this season. You must remember, brothers and sisters, praise the Lamb of God, Satan is not pleased with your position. He's not
pleased. No, he's not.
He's not pleased with you persevering, and he's definitely not pleased with you about to receive the promise. He ain't pleased with that because, you know, once God starts doing what God said he's going to do, there's no turning back for you. Praise the Lamb
That's
of God.
Right.
Run on and see what the end going to be like. Praise the Lamb of God. He doesn't want that for you, and you must understand that. Praise the Lamb of God. We got another caller. Erico 985.
Good morning, Papa. Good morning, Bertha.
Jeez, good morning, Margie. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm just y'all just confirming some things for me because Friday night in our intercessory prayer meeting, in the circle of prayer, if a force did not come in, and I'm speaking to God and I'm saying, "What is that?" And he said, "You better pray it out. You better pray till it moves." And I'm telling you, it comes, it shows up where you are least expecting, thinking you've got it going on or you've got it made. Someone in the room had doubt. And because they had the doubt, you could hear that growl and you could hear that thing. And I said, "Lord God," and I opened my mouth to pray, and a song came out, "In Your Presence," because I told God, if you don't step in, it'll think it has control. I don't know where the weak link is. But you know, search every heart so that we can pray properly. I mean,
right.
You see, you had just told me Friday that what we pray for, we will get. He said, pray it out. And he wasn't just talking about the prayer meeting. He was talking about intercessors praying out.
Yeah, but we got to remember, praise the Lamb of God, that, you know, well, you know, the prophet tells you, the Lord speaks to the prophet, say, tell him this, tell him that, and you tell him, then we act like Satan ain't going to try to stop it. And like, you know, one thing that I love about Bishop Murphy, praise the Lamb of God, when the Lord tell him something, I've watched him, and he'd be walking around saying, "Man, I got to be careful right now because I know the enemy don't want me to get what God just told me he's going to give me." So I'm really watching myself. My friend Eric Nation, the same way. "No, Sheikh, I got to watch myself right now. God told me he was going to give me something, man, woke me up and told me. I got to be careful right because I know the devil don't want me to get this." Praise the Lamb of God. You have to be on precaution, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. When God speaks a word to you, you must be, you got to listen to me. I've been blindsided before. I know what I'm talking about. I ain't talking from osmosis out here something. I'm telling you what has happened to me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because I'm so lovey-dovely and bubbly and vulnerable and just thinking it's going to happen. Praise the Lamb of God. And Satan knocked me into another dimension. Praise the Lamb. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because he don't want you to get it. Because he know if
That's
you
right.
get it, what you going to do with it for the glory of God. So he don't want you to get it. He let people have stuff we know, praise the Lamb of God, is not in that word. We ain't really listening to God. He said, "No, you could have it because you ain't going to do nothing but mess it up anyway." But somebody who is walking with God, he said,
God.
"I got to find a way for you to miss that." Praise the Lamb. If you
My
get that,
God.
Hallelujah, you're going to take out a lot of demons. Praise the Lamb
My
of God.
God.
Now, you just
My
listen, a few years ago, Margie, you might not have had that level of discernment.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. But see, God puts you on point. Praise the Lamb of God. When I told you what I told you, now you go in with a different type of attitude and say, "You know, we got to pray some things in now because God said he's hearing us and we're going to get what we're praying for." But now your antennas is up and you say, whoa, something wrong in this room.
Hallelujah.
See, you got to be able to discern the house. Something wrong in this room. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You know what? I've learned, Bertha, sometimes I get so excited when a few people only show up for church because that'd be our best services.
Yes, right. Yes.
Sometimes we get suffocated in the crowd because there's so many demonic spirits sitting up in there with us.
Glory to God.
So many people that's doubting and unbelievers and making mockery of what's going on in their hearts and minds and hunching one another and pointing fingers and all this kind of stuff going on right in the worship service. But when the true worshipers come, when the saints press who have prayed before they left the house, they got up in the morning preparing for the worship. Oh, my goodness gracious. Can
Hallelujah.
God move in that atmosphere? Praise
Glory
the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I also notice in that atmosphere, we never miss budget.
Jesus.
9 times out of 10, when our budget is missed, the house is full. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm just watching God and how God's moving in this season. People of God, let me tell you something. This on me heavy to tell you all, praise the Lamb of God, because some of you are at the threshold of the promises of God, and God is ready to release them, but you better watch who's around you. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes, Lord. Watch Yes, Lord.
The worm brother and sister yours. You better watch that palmer worm cousin and best friend of yours. You better watch the devourer. You better watch them in this season.
Praise
the Lamb of God come to suck you out of everything you got. You better watch the vampires around you. You better watch the warlocks around you who try to turn you against your man and woman of God. You better watch, praise the Lamb of God, these dark spirits, praise the Lamb, that try to draw you from your place of prayer. Hallelujah. Talking about they love you and this, that, and another. They want to take you somewhere and they want to do this. Don't you get excited about gifts. Praise the Lamb of God from people.
Thank you, Lord.
And will blindside you with a gift. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Jesus was betrayed with a kiss.
Yes, he was.
Oh. Maybe you'll hear me one day. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He was betrayed with a kiss. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
His disciple betrayed him with a kiss.
Yes, Lord.
Told them, the one that I kiss, that's the one you arrest and hold fast. Don't let his hands move because he worked miracles. Watch him. Get him. Praise the Lamb of God. Satan will plant somebody right up under you. Praise the Lamb of God. You better be careful. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Letting people run up in the inside your house talking about my friend, and did and he loved me, and they love me, and all this, that, or another. You better watch out. Praise the Lamb of God. You're bringing to let the devil up in your house and don't know it. Praise the Lamb of God. You're going to let a demonic spirit up in there. Praise the Lamb
That's
of God.
Right.
You better be careful what you're letting in this season. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In this season.
My Lord.
That's right.
Okay.
My Lord.
Praise the Lord. Don't say the prophet didn't tell you. Praise the Lamb of God. You all giddy and jitty and wanting this and want, oh, yeah, and I know, oh, God promised me a woman and God promised me a man and, oh, I know I've got a husband coming and you're going to go home with the devil. Praise the Lamb of God. Just remember I told you. You better know that you know when God then gave you something. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You better know it because the enemy desires people of God. Listen what the Word of God said. But this hit me so hard in my face. Praise the Lamb of God. It was like a piece of plywood going across my forehead. That Satan has a desire to have you.
Uh-huh.
That means to possess you, to use you, to operate you.
Yes, that's right.
Of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To mobilize you in his army.
Oh,
to set
God.
You up as one of his. He has a desire to have you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You better understand what Satan
is. God.
I saw
Hallelujah.
Him come out of that darkness and extend to me.
My Lord.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Oh, God.
Extended his hand to me. Opened his hand to me. As though he was saying, take my hand. Praise
That's
the
right.
Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
My God.
Wow.
My God, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. But I bind the devil. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Every comes up against
hallelujah.
Me. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I repel the works of darkness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I overturn it. Every candle, praise the Lamb of God. And I hope it burned the witch's house down in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Every roach voodoo.
Hallelujah.
The hell, praise the Lamb of God. I stand with God. I suffer not that a witch lives.
Name
But die right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With disease in your body. In the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God. I understand, people of God. Hallelujah. When
he
has showed you. I'm going to say it again. When you have had visions and dreams, hallelujah, of goodness and blessings, watch this now. And God is speaking to you in the dreams and showing you, I'm going to give you this and I'm going to give you that. And you was dressed in gold and you had on purple and you was this and you was singing and you was walking through a bed of flowers and all of this was going on, all of this bright sunshine. And then you start having visions and dreams of demonic warfare. You can't believe and all of this kind of stuff. And you wake up kicking and sweating. God is showing you, praise the Lamb of God, that in order for you to get what I got for you, you're going to have to deal with this first.
My Lord. My Lord.
Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. There's a saying amongst the preachers. Hallelujah. There's a saying amongst the saints. We say, for every, praise the Lamb, all exaltation, for every promotion, there's a new demon waiting on you.
That's right, my Lord. Yes.
Hallelujah. Right. Praise the Lamb of God. And I watched my friends in transition from being, praise the Lamb of God, overseers and stuff into the bishopric. I've watched their lives, praise the Lamb of God, and walk with them through it. And I've seen, praise the Lamb of God, the satanic attack. Hallelujah. Right before, praise the Lamb of God, or right after they become a bishop. Praise the Lamb of God. I've watched them. How something out of the past, years ago, would come up against them. How stuff would just start. And they would be crying, saying, why now? And I said, because Satan wants you, praise the Lamb of God, to feel like you are nothing, that you are powerless. God is empowering you in this season. And you must understand that this is already under the blood. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you repented of this years ago, it's under the blood. But the accuser of the brother is coming against you. Praise the Lamb of God. You got to know how to handle that no good rascal, that low down, that thing, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that's been cast down from heaven. You got to know how to deal with him and his him in the name of
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Ooh, I feel God here today. Praise the Lamb. I feel God right here today. Praise the Lamb. Oh, my goodness.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. I hear God speaking to me through you, prophet. Deuce Friday is going to be under attack. You are right. I have to have intercessors that have a discerning spirit and knowing that they are called to their post, because we're getting ready to go under. As a ministry, because the ministry receives the same elevation as the pastor. Signs and wonders and miracles are supposed to happen.
Hallelujah.
We have to be equipped. We have to be equipped.
Marjorie, you're so right, because Prophet, that young lady that came with us, Sunny Man Alicia, well, they're prayer intercessor. They have prayer intercessory prayer every morning at 3 o'clock in the morning. And she discerned the enemy in their prayer intercessory prayer. So he was like playing hide and seek. And when she began to pray, her tonsils started bleeding.
Wow.
So the enemy is even attacking the intercessors that have the power to pray. As she was praying to bind that spirit, her tonsils started bleeding.
Lord,
have mercy. She told me, she opened her mouth, she said, "You see the redness?" I'm like, "Oh, my God.
My God, my God." Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. But listen to what the Lord is saying. The Lord is saying, praise the Lamb of God. The Lord told me to tell you all this while you were talking. Said, praise the Lamb of God. Tell them that I will raise up the standard, praise the Lamb of God, against the enemy if they cry out to me. Praise the Lamb of God. If they cry out to me, the Lord says,
hallelujah,
I will raise up a standard, praise
hallelujah
the Lamb of God, the enemy, when they go through the fire and the flood. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. There's always, you know, like a catch 20 or something that's there. Hallelujah. When the Lord says something. And you know, I'm watching, praise the Lamb of God, even when I'm reading scripture, hallelujah, I'll be saying, like, something should be going along with this. When you go through the fire, when you go through the flood, you just go through it, and the Lord raising up a step. Well, Lord, what we supposed to be doing while we're going through the fire and through the flood, praise the Lamb of God. I was looking at that documentary that they have on of the Bible, and they threw Daniel in the lion's den. Now the Bible does not depict Daniel as being afraid when he went in the lion's den, but this movie shows Daniel as a real human. He's standing over in a corner, and these lions are in the den. And Daniel is shaking in his shoes.
Yes.
The lions are roaring and everything. He just knows. He closes his eyes, waiting to be devoured. The Lamb
glory
of God. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. And he started praying.
Yes,
praise
he
the Lamb of God. And people of God, I believe that if we continue to persevere in prayer, even while the devil got a club whooping us, praise the Lamb of God.
Ooh.
One of my friend's daughter, praise the Lamb, one of my pastor friends, his daughter just got into some trouble, praise the Lamb of God, and a young man came over to a place. He wanted her to do something that was illegal, and she refused, and I guess she kind of went off on him or something. He came over to her place, and he beat her and told her, "You finna die." And right, praise the Lamb of God, at the point that she felt that he was about to kill her, she's just looked him dead in the face and started praying. And he dropped the thing that was in his hand. She just said he dropped the thing that was in his hand and walked out the door. She just looked at him and started praying, started crying out to the Lord.
My God.
She said, "I wouldn't take my eyes off of him." That's what she told her dad. And I just kept praying. I just kept praying and looking at him. And he was hitting me and everything, and as he was hitting me, he just stopped hitting me. He had the thing in his hand to kill me with, and he just dropped it and walked out the door.
Thank God, thank God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
People of
hallelujah
God, Lamb of God, there's power in prayer. Hallelujah.
Yes, it is.
Yes,
power.
It is.
Woo.
Prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. But you must be willing. Praise the Lamb of God. You must be willing, hallelujah, to persevere in prayer. You must be willing to stay in your place. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be willing to stay on the line in prayer and not fall off. Praise the Lamb of God when troubles come. Don't act like you know God when things going well, and then when it goes bad, you don't know God. Hallelujah.
That's right.
I'm trying to strengthen us in this season. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because it was there in the Garden of Gethsemane. That was the preparation ground. Praise the final preparation ground for Jesus to handle the Via Dolorosa, the judgment hall, and the cross. He prepared, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, in Gethsemane. We only hear, as I shared yesterday, Bertha, we only hear Jesus saying these words, hallelujah, this all that's revealed in the prayer. It said he went a little further, he fell on his knees, and these was the words that he spoke. Praise the Lamb of God. Father, if it be possible, remove this cup. Now, that didn't take 3 hours to say that.
No, it didn't.
So we know it was a whole lot more that he prayed.
My God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I believe in that prayer of acceptance, he starts saying, then prepare me, Father. Strengthen me.
Yeah,
hallelujah. Because I know what they finna do to me. Lamb of God. Help me not to speak when they speak against me. Hallelujah. Numb me to the pain I'm about to feel. Hallelujah. Hold my nervous system. I believe he prepared for it. The Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, I mean, to be beaten beyond human recognition, praise the Lamb of God, and not say a word.
Hold on.
Had to prepare him for that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I believe his preparation came in the garden of prayer. Erico 773. My God, who's calling?
Ain't nobody.
Erico 773.
Praise the Lord. Prophet, how are you? This is Prophet Daryl Saunders. I just wanted to respond about the prayer warrior situation. You know, the prayer warriors are always praying, but who's interceding on the prayer warriors' behalf? And not only that, but to go back, when Jesus went to pray, who was there praying for Jesus and who was interceding on his behalf? Folk was yet sleeping on the dock.
Yes. I dealt with that yesterday, too. Praise the Lamb of God. That when Jesus, that his intercessors were asleep. Praise the Lamb of God. I dealt with that yesterday.
Yes, you do.
He said, keep on sleeping. In other words,
yes,
you can't go this mile with me. And there's a lot of folks that can't go with us in this next realm that God has taken us in.
Hallelujah. They ain't going to be able to go with us, huh? I got you. I heard that much. Praise the Lamb of God. I bet you that. Praise the Lamb of God. That there is a place that you have to walk alone through. Praise the Lamb of God. There is a place, people of God, this is what the man of God is saying right now. There's a level, hallelujah, there's a level of spirituality that when it comes down to what God is taking you into the depths, you got to go by yourself. Praise the Lamb of God. Even your chief intercessors are not going to understand the depth of what you have to deal with. I dealt with that yesterday. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That, didn't I, Bertha? I talked about that yesterday. Man, you confirming what I said. Praise the Lamb of God. I said, Jesus went back twice. The first time he looked at him, he woke him up and said, come on now, watch and pray.
You better
watch for
that.
Me and pray for yourselves.
Ooh,
you don't enter into temptation.
Ooh,
praise the Lamb of God. That Satan is not able to sway you against me.
Ooh, oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my
hello,
Lord.
Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we dealt with that man of God. Praise the Lamb of God. But I missed that part about the depth that only you can go. Praise the Lamb, that innocent go there. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah.
Good
man, praise the Lamb. There is a place that you have to walk alone, praise the Lamb. Let me tell you something. That's a lonely place, too. Praise the Lamb of God. You better understand that. I keep telling the people, prophet, praise the Lamb, that more and more as God deals with you and bring you to the place where he really wants you, praise the Lamb of God, that there comes a period of disengagement. That
that's
you're going to have to walk with nobody but God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The most lonely place. It's a place, you want me to tell you something? For the last, praise the Lamb of God, and a lot of people don't know this, for the last year or so, the Lord had me on lockdown. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My place has been like a prison camp for me. Praise the Lamb. I feel like I've been in a federal penitentiary. Praise the Lord. Y'all notice I'm not on the page as much because God finally told me I can go out. Praise the Lamb of God. He finally told me, okay, praise the Lamb of God, you can go out now. Hallelujah. That was a time, a season, that I wouldn't even go out to the store. I was sending out. They was bringing my stuff in because God was telling me to stay in. Praise the Lamb of God. You got to understand when God is sitting you down, when God is shutting you down, so he can do a work on you, praise the Lamb of God, and a work with you, that some stuff, praise the Lamb of God, your pastor can teach you, some stuff, praise the Lord, can come by impartation, but some stuff ain't coming to you unless it's come by divine revelation, praise the Lamb of God, that God has to give it to you, praise the Lamb of God. And when God has a purpose for your life, I promise you, praise the Lamb of God, you go into the garden alone. Pray while the dew is still on the rose, praise the Lamb of God. You going there, I promise you that, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Man, oh man, oh man. Boy, I'm telling you, people of God, hallelujah, as we prepare for this 50-day fast, praise the Lamb of God, I just hope and pray that I have some folk that's going to walk with me through this. Praise the Lamb of God. It's going to be released to you gradually this week. Praise the Lamb of God of what we're going to be doing and how we're going to be breaking down week by week. Everybody's going to get this. We're going to have it posted on the page for you. I've been working on it. Praise God. Some notes and stuff in my tablet. Praise the Lamb of God so I can give it to our administrators so that they can download it for you in a nice way. But this 50 days is not a joke day, praise the Lamb, not a joke thing. But this is what the Lord spoke to me concerning 50 days of prayer, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. God says that this is going to be, praise the Lamb of God, 50 days while you're praying and fasting, there's going to be jubilee in your praise. You're going to be praising God, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You're going to be more jubilant during this 50 days than you ever been in a fast. Praise the Lamb of God. There's going to be jubilation. The next thing the Lord said is there's going to be manifestation. Praise the Lamb of God. You're going to see things start manifesting. You're going to see, praise the Lamb of God, your promises start manifesting. Right while doing your fast, praise the Lamb of God. I'm telling you what the Lord has spoken. Praise God. Hallelujah. God spoke this to me today, not yesterday, today. Praise the Lamb of God, prior to coming on the show while I was here praying. God said, tell them that, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that they're going to have jubilation, there's going to be manifestation, praise the Lamb of God, of promises and blessings during their fast, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. But hold to the fast, praise the Lamb of God. Continue through it. Your 50 days, and you're going to see God do some things, people of God. When the outpouring comes, praise the Lamb of God. When the outpouring comes, the fresh anointing, praise the Lamb of God, for us to break out witnessing with demonstration and power, it's going to blow your mind because God is ready to take this nation back. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He just needs some people that's willing to help him out. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Erico 226, your mic is hot. Who's calling?
Praise God, praise God. There's none greater.
Hey, how you doing,
praise
Gil?
God.
My Canadian
God.
Son, how you doing?
Blessed. Blessed.
Come on,
prophet.
Talk to us, man. We're on a roll here, man. Come on now. Jump in the fire.
You know, it's not just an outpouring in these 50 days. The Lord
Hallelujah.
Is getting ready to do a mighty, mighty work where we can go forth in his great and merciful presence. Because
Hallelujah.
He's going to set a lot of captives free, a lot of chains broken. And
Hallelujah.
The Lord is speaking. Our time for sitting quiet for these 50 days. Prepare ourselves because he's going to loose a fire in us where none will be able to stop it. Not the enemy, not anyone at all. It is the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb
praise
of God.
God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. People, let me tell you. Hallelujah.
I agree.
I'm ready for manifestation. The church have hid Prophet Darrell. The church have hid behind the walls too long.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. It's time for a breakout. Praise the Lamb of God. It's time for a breakout. Hallelujah. Now, let me tell you what's happening in our society right now. Praise the Lamb of God. These 1 hour, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. They have no anointing, and they have no power and glory in their services.
That's right.
They're
Amen.
People. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen. Amen.
Entertaining people for 1 hour.
That's right.
Hallelujah. The man of God was standing up at the concert last night. He said, I preached at one of the 1 hour churches, and I'm up, and right as I'm going into the close of my message, the woman got up with a big cardboard thing saying, stop.
Oh.
And put it down and threw it up again and said, stop, because the hour is up. He leaving.
Jeez.
And said, and they got up and gave the benediction.
Those,
they are so into that 1 hour. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, I want you to know where they got it from. Catholicism. They got it from the Antichrist Church.
Yeah.
See? That's monkey see, monkey do syndrome. Praise the Lamb of God. Satan has a desire to have you. Praise the Lamb of God. Satan has a desire to have you. To control you. To use you, to dupe you.
Yes, he does. Yes,
he does. He has a desire for you to mimic everything he does.
That's right.
We must be careful in this season. Praise
yes.
the How you going to time God?
My Lord, my Lord.
How you going to time the move of God?
Thank God.
How you going to predict when he going to move?
Thank
you. Amen.
All these entertainment services we have. Praise the Lamb of God. And bringing in entertainers. Not psalmists. Not prophetic psalmists. We're bringing in entertainers to draw the crowd.
That's right. See?
Good Friday, we got Mary Mary coming in.
The devil is alive.
Easter Sunday morning, we're going to have Marvin Sapp.
Foolishness.
For entertainment. Come on and get and be entertained. That's, we just want the crowd up in here. Ain't no Sunday, Friday night, since it's supposed to be the Passover Passion Day, we're going to be at the altar repenting. Praise the Lamb of God. And pleading for the blood of Jesus. That don't draw a crowd no more.
Oh, I'm Brabashik under the oath.
Oh, glory to God.
Come on now. Come on now. Sunday morning, the power of the resurrection. Bring all your demonic as we cast them out on Sunday morning.
Jesus.
Draw no crowd.
Come on,
Jesus.
Prophet.
But y'all come on up here. Early morning service, we're going to have Mary Mary at 9 o'clock. At 11 o'clock, we're going to have Marvin Sapp and for 12:30 service. Woo-wee! All the way from Texas, we're going to have the one and only Fred Hammond. Entertainment all day.
Come on and expose
and the saints are leaving church going to gamble.
My God.
You go down to the casino, you'll see them coming in with their church clothes on.
Jesus.
Right here in Detroit, they leave service going to the casino.
Jesus.
Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. But a change has to come. A change must come. Praise the Lamb of God. And it's only going to come, praise the Lamb of God, through a prophetic people. It's only going to come through a people who are broken. Praise the Lamb of God. And it's only going to come through people who realize that everything, praise the Lamb of God, that they have in this season, and everything, praise the Lamb of God, that's manifesting in their lives, that God is doing it, and he's doing it for a prophetic purpose. Praise the Lamb
that's right.
of God.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
That God has a purpose for my finance.
That's right.
God has a purpose for my health and strength. Yes. God has a purpose for everything that I own. Praise the Lamb of God. God has a purpose for my children, for my grandchildren.
Yes.
Talk to me, praise the Lamb of God. Until we come to the mind of understanding that we are not on this planet by accident. We are predestined.
Glory to God.
Election of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Jesus.
We're here for a purpose. Praise the Lamb of God. And that purpose will manifest as we release God and understand, praise the Lamb of God, that we're here for a divine purpose. Boy, I'm excited about God today. Praise the Lamb of God. Uh-huh. Prophet, you got some more to talk to us about. What you got to say, Daryl?
Did you say Margie?
No, I said Prophet Daryl.
Oh, okay, good.
Anders?
Yes, sir.
You through with me?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Your daughter hammered.
Ooh.
I'm
Ooh.
Still here.
My God, I tell you, people of God, if we get this thing together, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, we're going to see God bless us in ways that's going to be beyond anything that we imagine, praise the Lamb of God. I'm talking about dollars and cents, because our head's going right. Because our head's going to be screwed on right, praise the Lamb of God.
That's right.
Hallelujah. And when your mind is right, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. When God blesses you with finance, you don't go crazy.
That's right.
Because you recognize it's not mine. It's God.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Praise
thank
the Lamb
you,
of God. How I'm going to go crazy over what don't belong to me.
Oh, my goodness.
And God has entrusted me to do something with it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God is watching us, and he's trying to see. You know, watch this. Faith and faithfulness go together.
Yes, it does.
You can't have faith in God and you ain't going to be faithful to him.
That's right.
That's right.
Something wrong with your faith, praise the Lamb, if you're not going to be faithful. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. How much can God really trust us?
That's the question.
How much can he trust? How much can he give you before you lose your mind?
Oh,
thank God. Hallelujah. How much can he give you, praise the Lamb of God, and trust you with? Material things. How much can he give you, praise the Lamb of God, before your head
eyes
up and never look down to help nobody again?
Oh,
how much? How much can he give? Will he have to give you? Praise the Lamb of God before you trade him off for 30 pieces of silver. Praise the Lamb. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
The Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness. I've just been having, I have never had so much enjoyment, praise the Lamb of God, during this season as I'm having this year. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm just watching God unfold. Unrolled the red carpet of his blessings and his promises and the manifestation. manifestation of what he's doing in this season. And it's blowing my mind, praise the Lamb of God. It's just blowing my mind, praise the Lamb of God. I just got off the phone with one of my sons. He told me, Dad, I don't know how I got this new truck. I know I wasn't supposed to get it, all the payments I done missed. I know my credit's messed up, but, Dad, I'm driving it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I told him, I said, son, this is the season of the manifestations of God. If you have the faith, praise the Lamb of God, and believe in God, what God promised you is going to manifest. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something, people of God. I used to share this a lot with people, but people, you know, people are so, should I say, they put limitations on God. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me tell you what God can do. God can delete everything in a computer for you. If you believe that God moved the waters of the Red Sea and turned them back, you don't think he can push a delete button?
Yes, he can.
You don't believe he can push a button and make your file delete? Praise him.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think God can clear up your past, praise the Lamb of God, in a moment?
Yes, he can.
Hallelujah. He can wash it all away, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. He can wash it all away. Praise the Lamb of God. There's some people that was in debt when they were down in New Orleans. You know that, don't you?
And
when Katrina came, it washed some records totally away.
Say that.
I better listen to what I'm telling you.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. When Katrina came, it cleared some people's debts. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Some computers were totally destroyed. Loan companies and stuff couldn't find their name when they came back. Everything just frowned. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Can't nobody do that but God.
Can't nobody do that but God. Just give you a brand new start. Praise the Lamb
of God.
Records just washed away. Praise the Lamb of God. Furniture companies, everything, just washed their debt right on out into the Gulf. Praise the Lamb of God. Just washed their debt right on away. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. God moves in mysterious ways, my mother used to say.
Yes, he does.
Hallelujah. His wonders he will perform. How she used to say that. He plants his footstep upon the sea, and he rides in every storm. That's what my mother used to say. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
He rides in every storm, people of God.
Praise the Lamb. Yes,
oh, how I love Jesus today. Praise the Lamb.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Boy, I tell you, we got enough stuff on here right now. We got enough. Boy, I'm telling you, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. From Detroit, Baton Rouge, Chicago. Praise the Lamb of God. Erico 226.
Don't forget Ontario, prophet.
We got Ontario on the line. Praise the Lamb of God. We got a great circle right here. Praise the Lamb of God of people. Praise the Lamb. Let me see. Prophet Darrell, will you pray for us today?
Yes, I will, sir.
I really want you to pray. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That in this season, hallelujah, that we take heed to praise the Lamb of God, what the scriptures is talking about as we approach the resurrection, and that is, praise the Lamb of God, what this is centered around, my brother, and that is that we do not enter in to temptation, praise the Lamb of God, and that Satan doesn't have the opportunity to use us. Praise the Lamb. That we're not duped by the enemy, that he does not have the opportunity to sift us like wheat, and that our faith fail not. That's what I want some
performance
today, if you don't mind praying for us, prophet. And I thank you for being here, really. I do. I thank you for being on the show today. Hallelujah.
Thank you for having me.
Hallelujah. Mike is yours, sir. Hallelujah.
God, our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for what our ears have heard, oh God. And God, we just ask you to allow your saints, your believers, oh God, your children, your daughters, oh God, to grab a tie hold to your word, oh God. Let it begin to grab root to their soul, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, as we begin to go into this Resurrection Sunday, oh God. And God,
yes,
Lord. God, don't let no flesh glory in it, oh God. Father God, we ask you to let us wax out, oh God, through this Resurrection Sunday, oh God, that someone will say what I must do to be saved, what I must do to be delivered, what I must do to be healed. And God, we know if they come running, oh God, we know your death has not been in vain. And God, we thank you right now for you sending your son, Jesus, down to die for an undeserving world, oh God. God, we know the world has been messed up, oh God, that the world has been contaminated with Easter eggs and Easter bunnies, oh God. And Lord God, we just bind the works of Satan. We bind the carnality spirit. Off the point to attack the believer's mind. We come against it right now, oh God. God, we just the believer's eyes, oh God, to let them see that it's not about no Easter eggs, that it's not about no bunny, oh God. God, we just ask you, oh God, to let a revelation word open the hearts of God. Let a rain down upon your pastors, oh God, upon your preachers, oh God, just preaching and teaching this gospel, oh God. Let them walk into the natural, let them walk in the supernatural, oh God, where you can begin to manifest the things of the Spirit, oh God. And Lord God, we just ask you to overtake them in this season, in this hour, oh God. And God, we just ask you to encourage them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebuke you, and the blood
of
Jesus already. We bind up every flesh acting spirit right now, in the name of Jesus. Every mind controlling spirit that's trying to control the minds of God's people, we bind it right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we know you're able to do exceedingly abundant above all more than we can ask or ever think, oh God. God, we just ask you to bring revelation back into the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus, God, we know that you do it. God, we believe it in you. God, we trust it in your word. We believe in the death, burial, and resurrection of your son. And God, we know it's not in Father God, you said it in your word. Your word sent out, oh God, that it shall accomplish what it was sent out to do, oh God. And God, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we ask you to continue to use the prophet in the mighty way, oh God. We ask you to continue to use for your glory, oh God, where he can draw the people out of darkness and pull them out of the slump and pull them out of the pit that they're in, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to use them in such a mighty way, oh God. Continue to bless his family. Continue to bless his ministry, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Continue to let healing and deliverance come forth, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And God, you told us that you honor the words that comes out of the mouth of your prophet. And God, we thank you for the prophets that you have ordained in these day and time. In the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we're going to be to the devil to worship you and praise you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank God and amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Praise the Lamb of God for leading us in prayer. Boy, I tell you, people of God, hallelujah. If you really, really knew, praise the Lamb, what God is doing for us, hallelujah, through this show, through the page, through the ministry that's going forth day by day, week by week, month after month, acceleration plan of God, praise the Lamb of God, so you can get daily word, daily impartation. People of God, let me tell you something. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You would be shouting from the rooftops.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because I found out, praise God, that this is one of the problems that set us apart from the people of old, hallelujah, in the Bible times, in the book of Acts. They were daily in the apostles' doctrine and teachings.
Mm-hmm.
They wasn't going no Sunday and Wednesday. They was in there every day. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And they had a fellowship. Praise the Lamb of God for the saints. Praise the Lamb. They had a fellowship for the saints. They had all things common. They dwell together, praise the Lamb of God.
Exactly.
Amen. Hallelujah. Fellowshipping one another, building each other up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. And I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Prophet Darrell, maybe I'm wrong, and you here, praise the Lamb of God, to help me through this. But when I saw Jesus teaching, Jesus told his disciples, I just dealt with this last week, I believe it was, Jesus told his disciples, he said, look, they have been here under my teaching for 3 days and ain't ate nothing.
Jesus.
Not 1 hour. They've been here 3 days.
Ooh. Hallelujah.
He says, so let's find them something to eat, lest they faint on their way back to their homes, to their villages. They're going to faint. They've been out here in the desert with us 3 days.
Jesus.
Sitting under my teachings. So where we get an hour from?
My Lord.
When Paul was teaching, Paul went all night. The man fell out of the window, went to sleep.
Oh, glory to God.
Paul had raised him from the dead. The man fell out the window.
Yes, he did.
He was sitting up in the ball in the house, the top of the house. He was up there. He fell.
Jesus.
And Paul had to raise him from the dead right there in the midst of it.
Yes,
my Lord, my Lord.
This. Praise the Lamb of God. We must be careful because we can sit in front of us. If you can go to a movie and watch a two-hour movie, and eat popcorn.
And you can't sit and listen to God. You
can't sit in God's house for 2 hours.
Jesus.
It's a demon working on you.
Amen.
You just don't know it. Women go to the mall and stay all day. Stay all day looking at shoes and clothes.
Come on, prophet.
You can't stay in the presence of God a day. You love foes more than you love God.
My God.
And I say the devil a lie.
He's a junkie.
Hallelujah.
The devil a lie.
He's a damn liar.
When you start spending more money on material things than you sow into the kingdom, then you don't expect God to give you a great harvest.
All right, all right.
Expect your harvest to be light. Praise God. We give $25, $50 in church and think we done done something and then go buy some $300 shoes.
Oh, my God.
To walk in God's house. We walk in God's house with $300 shoes on, suits of clothes, got our hair done, fingernails done, everything, and then throw some change over in the offering.
Jesus.
I got to get me out.
We insult God over and over and over again, and he just standing there saying, and you want me to make you a millionaire.
Hallelujah. My God.
And you want me to make you a millionaire. My God, my God, my God, my God. And you want me to make you a millionaire. Praise the Lamb. You know, I listened to Bishop Morton one day, and I was listening to him, and he was talking. And, I mean, he was just talking to us. He said, brothers and sisters, I want you to know that I pay my tithes and offering off everything that comes in. He said, and me and my wife have already sold over $60,000 this year above our tithes and offering. Now, there was a few years. This was before Katrina. He was telling us this. He said, we have already sold over $60,000 this year. He said, but, you know, I just believe that God is going to do something. I'm sowing seeds for the future. I'm sowing seeds for the future. That's what he said. Unknowing Katrina was coming. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, Tyler Perry, praise the Lamb of God, just walks up to him sometime and just give him a check for $80,000 as a love offering.
Glory to God.
I just want to give you this, Bishop. Praise the Lamb, as a love offering. And here's my $2 million tithes.
Jesus.
See, when you understand what God will have for you, Praise the Lamb of God. When we break out of the ranks of pettiness with God. Praise the Lamb of God. Of being petty with God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Woo!
Praise God.
I tell you, praise the Lamb of God. It's a whole nother level that a lot of people will never experience. Will never experience when it comes down to what God really desires to give them. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. What God really desires to give them. They're never going to receive what he really desires to give them in this life. Praise the Lamb of God. Because they don't understand the seed principle. Praise the Lamb of God. They don't not understand. You can take one seed, grain of corn, and put it in the right soil, and it will come up a stalk with several ears on it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But what if you put a handful of seeds in there?
Oh, Jesus.
It's just that simple. Praise the Lamb of God. We must come to the place of understanding, people of God. Hallelujah. In this season, praise the Lamb of God, of what God is trying to do. Praise the Lamb. As we prepare for our 50-day fast starting Easter Sunday night at midnight, Easter Sunday night at midnight starts our fast, and then we're going all the way to Pentecost night at midnight. Praise the Lamb. 50 days. 50 days of fasting and praying. 50 days of fasting, praying, and word. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes. We're going to break down as we go. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to break down on some meats. We're going to break down, praise the Lamb of God, on some carbs slowly as we go. And by that last week, praise the Lamb of God, people of God, you're going to be on water and juice. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. For what we're going for. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus went 40 days.
Yes, he did.
40 days.
Yes, he did. 40
without,
days.
Without anything. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Your last a week. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
On juice
Amen.
And water. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I thank God he put it in a season where the weather is going to get better, be getting gradually better for us, so we won't have to be worried about catching a cold because our resistance are down. Praise the Lamb of
God.
Hallelujah. But we need to press into the presence of God mightily for a greater
outpouring,
for a greater empowerment. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Look in your streets and see all the souls that's lost. You'll say it's worth it. Praise the Lamb of God. If you look at government that is just gone to hell, you would say it's worth it. If you look at the killings all around our country, you will say it's worth it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
If you look at your own families, hallelujah,
yes,
you will say
yes,
it's worth it.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of
Thank
God.
Jesus.
Let's break some yokes these 50 days.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Let's break some yokes. Let's send some demons back to the pit.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And let's do what we're called to do. We are called to do this, people of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the lifestyle of the believer.
Hallelujah.
A life. It's the lifestyle of a disciple. It's the lifestyle of a believer. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my
Thank
goodness
you,
gracious. I love Jesus today, people of God.
I love Jesus.
Him. I exalt him, and I praise his name. Oh,
yes,
my goodness,
Lord.
Praise the Lamb. I want to thank God. Well, I got to take a few minutes to do this, lest I forget. I want to thank God for my first assistant, praise the Lamb of God, for Jocelyn Buckley, who is working, praise the Lamb of God, diligently behind the scenes to make sure all things are in order for us for our conference in Chicago, November, praise the Lamb of God. Whew. Oh, my goodness. It's going to be wonderful, praise the Lamb of God, in November coming to Chicago in the early part of the month, praise the Lamb of God, 6, 7, and 8, praise the Lamb of God of November. We're going to be there, praise the Lamb of God, people of God, right there in Oak Brook at the Doubletree Hotel, praise the Lamb of God. This is the first time I ever mentioned where it's really going to be. at the DoubleTree Hotel in Oak Brook. Praise the Lamb of God. Planted right next door. Walk across the parking lot. You are in the mall. Praise the Lamb of God. Maggiano's, Cheesecake Factory, everything is in walking distance. Praise the Lamb of God. Beautiful place. The University of McDonald's is right around the corner. All kinds of things there for us to engage in during our free time, which we will have free time, praise the Lamb of God, this year, because we're moving our classes to the morning sessions, praise the Lamb of God, and still in the afternoon, praise God, so that we can be free in the afternoon all the way back into the evening. Praise the Lamb of God. So get geared up. November is coming. Praise the Lamb. The next thing is, praise the Lamb, this is the 12th week. I believe the 12th week of the year. Praise, if I'm wrong, somebody correct me. Maybe the 13th week. Praise the Lamb of the year. You should have been putting away, praise the Lamb of God. You know the dollar a week thing we're doing. Hallelujah. If this is the 12th week, you should be saving $12. If it's the 13th week, you should be saving $13 this week. Praise the Lamb, to go along with every other week of the year that you've been saving so that you will have your $1,300, praise the Lamb of God. By the time the conference comes around, you should have $1,300-something-odd, praise the Lamb of God, if you saved your money. Your plane ticket, your registration, your room, everything will be taken care of if you just obey the prophet. Praise the Lamb of God. If you just obey the prophet, praise the Lamb of God, and set your coins to the side in miniature, praise the Lamb of God. You will have your money, people of God, and you will be happy that you did it, and it will set you in a place that every year, whether you come to the conference or not, praise the Lamb of God, you can just continuously start saving you some money, put it away for vacations, put it away for college, put it away for, praise the Lamb of God, retirement, or whatever you want to do. One of our problems is, praise the Lamb of God, we eat up all of our seed, praise the Lamb of God. Everything we get, we devour it. Then we stick our hands out and say, give me more, praise the Lamb of God. Ooh. Hallelujah. But some seed's supposed to be saved, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God. All seeds, praise the Lamb of God, are not supposed to be dissolved or spent, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and consumed. So we want to make sure, brothers and sisters, praise the Lamb of God, that as we go, that we remember that, praise the Lamb of God. And I'm inviting all of you to Oak Brook, praise the Lamb of God, Illinois. Hallelujah, right there on the edge of Chicago, praise the Lamb of God. We're going to have a time, praise the Lamb of God, there in Oak Brook, November the 6th, 7th, and 8th. I want you to be there. I want you to be a part of this dynamic outpouring of the conference, praise the Lamb of God, at the prophetic conference, praise God. You are invited. Gil is invited. Margie is invited. Daryl is invited. Praise the Lamb of God, whatever area code you are in, those you listen to my voice, you're already invited. Personal invitation coming directly from Prophet Shakespeare to come and be with us these 3 days as we move in the glorious presence of God, hallelujah, there in the city of Chicago. Come and be with us these 3 days. Praise the Lamb of God. It's going to be limited seating this year. I'm telling you that right now. Praise the Lamb of God. The Lord talked to me about it. It's going to be limited seating this year. Praise the Lamb of God. I ain't trying to get 5,000 and all of that just for the sake of numbers. Praise the Lamb. I'm trying to minister to a select group of people. Praise the Lamb of God. Y'all listening to me? I'm trying to minister to a select group of people. Praise the Lamb of God. Who are serious about the prophetic. Praise God. Who wants to grow. Who want to develop, praise the Lamb of God. That's what them the ones I want to see, praise the Lamb of God, at this conference. Hallelujah. Our morning glory of impartation is going to be off the chain. Every morning, praise the Lamb of God, I'm going to be pouring into you. Hallelujah. Every day, I'm going to pour into you before you go into your class settings, praise the Lamb of God. then you're going to get some more there. Hallelujah. Then you're going to have rest and relaxation. Praise God. Friday night, we're planning a something that I've never heard of that the Lord dropped in my spirit, and our team agreed, praise the Lamb of God, to have this year a prophetic banquet. Praise the Lamb of God.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness gracious. We are going to have a prophetic banquet. We're going to dress up, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, from bow ties on, from black, what they call it, black
tie.
Praise the black tie affair, hallelujah. It's going to be white tablecloth, praise the Lamb of God, banquet style, banquet, praise the Lamb of God. And people of God, I'm trying to work something out for you, praise the Lamb of God, with the hotel and with my people, to make this as economical as possible on you, praise the Lamb of God, so that you can enjoy and be inspired as we do something historical in the city of Chicago with this prophetic banquet. Oh, it's going to be a prophetic feast. We're going to eat and dine, praise the Lamb of God, both on the natural and the spiritual on Friday night, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You are invited. Call your cousin, call your uncle, call your aunt. Tell them, praise the Lamb of God, it's going down in Chi-Town. It's going down in Chi-Town. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm a homeboy. I'm coming home, praise the Lamb of God, to make a difference in the city that I was born and raised in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. And I want you to come and be a part of that, praise the Lamb of God, there in the beautiful city of Chicago. Oh, my goodness gracious. Boy, the food in Chicago, people of God, you ain't had it until you come to Chicago. I'm telling you. I done told you. I think the most overweight people in America live in Chicago. I do. Praise the Lamb of God, because the food is just that good. Praise the Lord. It's some good food. I know Jocelyn Buckley is jumping up and down at her desk right now. Can't wait, because she loves the food in Chicago. It is delicious. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're going. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People of God, this week should be the highest week, hallelujah, of praise and exaltation.
Mm-hmm.
This week, praise the Lamb of God, should be a week, my goodness gracious, that we give God praise for our salvation. Praise the Lamb of God for his suffering. This shouldn't be a week of foolishness. This should be a week of reflection. And a smile should come to your face. Put your hands to your lip right now and just throw God a kiss. Mwah! We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. For this good thing you've done for us. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
For salvation. I'm believing God, as I close, hallelujah, for a seed of $30,000. Praise the Lamb of God. One lump sum of $30,000 that I can cover, hallelujah, the expense of this conference. And I know God's going to put it in somebody's hand. Praise the Lamb of God. In Jesus' name. I want to go in this one. Dead. Bless you all. I love you. You want to make donations, whatever, sow seeds today, PSMINTL.org. The donate button is there. I love you. I bless you. You don't have a pastor. You don't have a shepherd, a covering. Please inbox me. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me know some kind of way tomorrow. Push one. Talk to me. Praise the Lamb of God so I can cover you. I love you. I bless you. And I believe that this is the best season of your life. I'm excited about your future. Until tomorrow, know that God is making all of us brand new.
Feel it coming now. rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on. Do God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see. The perfect